This is your friend John Walden again. I have a little something to share with you. Abstain from all appearance of evil. That's a verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's the 22nd verse, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, we have some standards of right and wrong, contrary to some of our modern psychologists. I read in a book in psychology that there is no such thing as right and wrong. There are no blacks and whites. They're all grays. Well, we who believe the Bible know better than that. We know that there is such a thing as a standard of right and wrong. The law of Moses is a standard. God declares categorically that some things are right and some things are wrong. There are a great many other ordinances given in the Old Testament to Israel, in the New Testament to the church. The law of Moses is not the standard for believers, for we have a higher standard, the standard of grace. This is brought out in the book of Galatians. No Christian would ever be satisfied with the law of Moses, which said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But the Lord said, if one smites you on the one cheek, turn again the other. The life of the Lord Jesus is a wonderful standard for Christians. You know what's right and wrong because you know how he lived. Don't ask, what would Jesus do, but ask, what did he do? We're told in Romans 14 and verse 23, that which is not of faith is sin. You see, there are many things which may not have the appearance, may not seem to be evil in itself. Or you may not be able to point to any particular thing in Scripture that condemns it. Oftentimes I've heard Christians say, well, show me in the Bible where it's wrong. But you see, there are some things that just have the appearance of evil. If I see a man going down the street, and I say to myself, I wonder if that man's a Christian. I don't know him. I haven't met him. I wonder if he's a Christian. And then I see him take out some gospel papers and start to hand them to other people. I say, why, yes, he is. He may not be at all. He just may be religious. But if I see him take out a cigarette and light it up, I say, well, no, I guess he isn't. Yet he might be. But you see, there are some things not mentioned by name in the Bible, but they have the appearance of evil. Now, you and I have a responsibility to maintain a testimony before the unsaved. Maybe I'm talking to someone who is not a Christian just now, and you're saying, well, that's just exactly why I'm not a Christian. I see all these hypocrites in the church. Well, remember, if you're going to hide behind anything, you'll have to be smaller than it is. It'll be no excuse to you when you have to meet the Lord that somebody else was a hypocrite. And yet, we have to admit, we who are Christians, that we have a tremendous responsibility to live in such a way as not to be a stumbling block to the unsaved. And furthermore, in Paul's writing to the Romans, he says that you and I might be a stumbling block to weak and young believers. Why, he said, if meat causes my brother to offend, I'll not eat meat as long as I live. Nothing that I do that would be a hindrance to a young Christian or a hindrance to an unsaved person is really worth it. It's not worth it. Now the Lord says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Whether it's forbidden or not, if it has the appearance of evil, stay away from it. Make the choice. You have to make this choice. Each one of us as believers have to be exercised before the Lord every day that we live, that we keep our lives free from all appearance of evil. You see, we represent a holy God. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And we have the holy Word of God in our hands, a message to carry to this unholy world. Let's be careful then, brother and sister, to abstain from all appearance of evil. Father, we pray for those who are not yet saved, that they might see that sin is evil and that they need a Savior. And help us who are thy dear children to abstain from all appearance of evil. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.